dial in toll free. 800-259-9231 and GCN. I'm getting some talk back. And I don't think that's my fault. So my audio is looping right back around into my headset. You guys hear that too, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please don't say that because they're listening and that might confuse them. You're hearing that too, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, Dale's here too. All right, so toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever it is that that you might want. That's a good idea, Mark. Take your headphones off so it doesn't screw with your
mind. At least until we get a caller, right?
Although I don't know if that's going to help our listeners out on the end. All
I don't know if they're hearing it. There's no telling.
Yeah, we don't know that. So if you're not hearing that, then I apologize for bugging you about it. 800-259-9231. We'll start the show out with a little bit of good news. Sometimes that does actually happen here, and we like to bring it to you when it does. Y'all recall the story where the guy was on the motorcycle with a helmet cam, and he was, you know, recording speeding around the roads, got
crazy.
Pulled over?
It was absolutely nuts. So the guy, he's got a helmet cam on. He's just acting like a lunatic riding around on the roads of Maryland, I think. And I don't think he was doing anything besides going really, really fast, which, of course, is, dangerous enough, I think. There's a certain speed when you're talking about being dangerous. And the he gets pulled over by a police officer who's in an undercover car, he's off duty or, he's dressed like a normal person, basically flashes his lights or something, gets the guy to pull over somehow, jumps out of the car and points a gun at him. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what this guy thinks. He's not dealing with a police officer, what appears to be a police officer. He's dealing with what appears to be a lunatic with a gun. So, yeah. I think.
Same difference.
Yeah, I think that at the point that he actually identified himself as a cop or something like that, and the guy realized it, he then turned off his helmet cam, but he put the minute or so of video up on the internet
after
the experience. Yeah, and then he was charged for videotaping this guy acting like a lunatic.
According to the Washington Post, the judge of Hartford County has dismissed wiretapping charges against Anthony Graber, that particular motorist you were describing there. In April, Hartford's, the state's attorney, Joseph Cassidy, charged Graber, who is a staff sergeant in the Maryland Air National Guard and computer systems engineer, with violating the state's wiretapping law. He faced up to 16 years in prison.
Seems like a little excessive.
Yeah. Judge Emery A. Pitt Jr. had to decide whether police performing their duties have an expectation of privacy in public space. Pitt ruled that police can have no such expectation in their public on-the-job communications.
Hooray. Wham! Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
Pitt wrote,
because that can be used in all 50 states now. It's not law.
Circuit court?
Yeah,
well, it's
not
precedent,
law. It's precedent,
legal
though.
Precedent,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That can be, that'll be cited in every single case across the nation and in other countries, honestly, Canada and places with English common law. They can use that. It's the farther you get away from the place, the less powerful it is. Mm-hmm. So if you're citing a case from Australia in, say, Maine, it's not extraordinarily powerful, but it does show precedent expectation and things.
Plus the accent confuses things.
Yeah. Pitt wrote the following: "Those of us who are public officials and are entrusted with the power of the state are ultimately accountable to the public. When we exercise..." Well, this guy didn't get the notice, did he? "When we exercise that power in public fora, we should not expect our actions to be shielded from public observation," said Quis custodiet ipsos custodes, which means in Latin, "Who watches the watchman?" Graber was also charged with possessing a device primarily useful for the purpose of the surreptitious interception of oral communications, referring to the video camera on his helmet. The judge disagreed with the prosecutor that the helmet cam was illegal and concluded the state's argument would render illegal almost every cell phone, BlackBerry, and every similar device, not to mention dictation equipment and other types of recording devices. This decision is the first ruling in Maryland to address the legality of citizens taping police in the course of their duties. Because it's a circuit court ruling, it is not binding on other judges. So it's not binding in any way.
Right.
You could cite it, but
right.
Wouldn't matter.
You could cite it, but I mean, but at that point, it's powerful, Ian. Absolutely, it's powerful.
It's likely to be the last word, according to the ACLU, on the matter and to be regarded as precedent by the police. Graber is still facing traffic charges stemming from the incident. So no word yet on whether the state's attorney will try to appeal the decision. So as of right now, a little bit of good news out there for those
of us. I'd call that good news.
For those of us who are in the camp of advocates for arming oneself with a camera. Because right now, in this current situation that we're in, with this government continuing to be more intrusive and oppressive over time, violence is not the solution. And we've discussed that in great detail on this program. In the past, I might have thought that, but I don't anymore. I've turned toward peace as the solution.
Well, I think that people, when it comes to cameras, the cops can show just how outrageous they can act, and it's the most powerful thing you can do. It's a shame when the public thinks that videotaping the police is hassling them, but in some cases they do, and I say you just got
to
do it.
Well, it's gotten to the point now. There's so many cameras out there, and there's so many people that have cell phone cameras and things like that police abuse is being caught on a daily basis. It's out there all the time, and that's why it gets more and more ridiculous every time I hear these people saying, oh, that's the exception. That's the exception. It's
indeed
not the rule. Yeah, there's a few bad apples out
that's
there.
That's a good one. He's a good one.
The media is swamped with these cop abuse videos now, and the thing is, that's just what's being caught on camera.
That's right.
And most people are too timid to do that.
Right. Most people are too afraid to reach down and activate a camera on their cell phone.
Or they didn't think of it or whatever. It happened so quickly.
And look at these threats of wiretapping charges and BS like that. That's discouraging people It's further discouraging people.
Well, hopefully the word will get around about this and people will be less intimidated. But certainly people are intimidated by these police because they are scary and they do have the willingness and the ability to put someone in a cage. But responding with violence to these police and their violence is not appropriate. Responding with a video camera is the best way that you can handle a situation like this. Although it won't always get you out of, it won't always get you out of trouble. One of our listeners, George Donnelly, down in Pennsylvania, was arrested for having a video camera in a public place and using it to record the police. And they charged him with assault on a police officer. Apparently, the camera.
When they were grabbing him and throwing him into the ground, apparently one of them got bumped.
Yeah.
That's the claim.
So, it's not going to protect you. It's not going to guarantee anything, but it's the best course of events, I think, that you can, if you're being harassed by the police, it is the best thing you can possibly
do to defend yourself.
Or somebody
else, or something like that. I mean,
or anybody, yeah.
Mama Allie had a problem. She went and videotaped a situation. She's a friend of the show. She's been on here many times. And she saw some cops hassling a bum and decided to videotape that,
and they attacked her over it.
Yeah, they physically attacked her over it, and it can be dangerous.
It comes with risk for sure. But
if you think that solving the problem with the cops with violence is a better solution, I suspect that you'll figure out otherwise.
So I think the question is not between violence or cameras, but between cameras and boot kissing. I think a lot of people are going to keep kissing the boot.
Sure they will.
And hope that they will have some leniency and mercy. And I'm leaning more and more toward thinking that your best, you can't predict what's going to happen in any particular case and say that it's going to work out better in one way or the other. But I would say I am also leaning toward it being much more favorable on average to get everything on camera. And that the cops, I think, are more behaved on camera.
I think
in general.
I tend to agree, but I think that first off, I think that surreptitious cameras are the way to go. I'd rather have the video and the cop not think he's getting act like a jerk because he's getting videotaped. I'll figure out what happens with the wiretapping laws and all that stuff afterwards is how I would see it. But I think when you pull the camera out immediately, if you're just dealing with a traffic stop or something like that, you're guaranteed to get the ticket instead of a warning.
I disagree.
Okay.
No.
Let me hear
about
otherwise.
That.
Afterwards.
All right, we'll do that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, plus one of the trespassive 12 went to jail for 12 days today. It's kind of convenient, huh? The trespassive 12 days. More coming up for Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, get the details on becoming part of the Shrine. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. QualityRental.com. And our listening options that you'll find on the website are brought to you by QualityRental.com, by the way.
Yeah, at Quality Rental, they like the show so much that they decided to, you know, bring the listen page to you. If you're having an event, whether it's a party, a wedding, barbecue, or church gathering, Quality can serve your needs if you're in the southern New England area. Check out their website at QualityRental.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're continuing here. Of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. That's the point of the program. Started out the show with a little bit of good news tonight. Actually, I've got additional good news to top that last one, which was pretty good, where the guy that was arrested originally for videotaping the cop, or for videoing a cop that had pulled him over, or actually just kind of basically ran him off the road because he was completely out of uniform and not driving a police car, pulls out a gun and essentially brandishes it in front of this man and threatens him.
That's really dangerous. I mean, it's if
crazy.
Someone were armed and the guy comes up, you know, people obviously
he could have been
show
shot.
Different yeah. degrees of discretion if someone is wearing a uniform. Yeah, he could have gotten shot.
So he was charged with wiretapping, and now the judge has thrown that out on its butt, which is very shocking. I didn't expect to see that happen anytime soon, and it did. You guys were debating at the very end of the segment as to whether or not having a camera out when you just get pulled over is going to benefit the individual who's holding the camera.
Now, I mean an obvious camera.
Yeah, I should clarify. I think here in Keene and possibly around in general around New Hampshire, where we've got a reputation for filming things, putting it on the web, taking things to court. Free Staters have that reputation, and I think I've gotten the impression in the cases where I've gotten out of camera that it made the officer just want it to be over. Like, he didn't want the ordeal that was he knew was going to come from the ticketing of Free Stater, the video going on YouTube, and going to court, and all that stuff. And well, I got warnings, and I didn't post the video.
Okay, I mean, that's cool, and I cannot say anything, but the two times that I've been stopped in Keene, New Hampshire by Keene cops for some kind of traffic violation or whatever, whatever it is they're claiming, they've given me warnings, and so I can't, and I haven't pulled out a camera, so I can't say, you know, what will work and what won't. I think that you make a very strong case. You're saying that happened twice?
I believe so.
Two times you pulled out a camera? You don't remember pulling out cameras on cops?
I think it's only happened once.
Okay.
I mean, that was the impression I got from that
incident.
I think
we need more evidence.
It was a combination of that plus calling port 411 while he was talking to me.
I think we need more evidence, but you make a strong case.
We've certainly heard a number. Port 411, by the way, is a phone number that an activist set up to allow folks to dial a number and then leave a message, and that message is blasted out to hundreds of recipients via email, podcast, that kind of thing. To get the word out quickly about something that's going on, or to get the word out about something that maybe that you need informational to get out, like an event that's coming up, things like that. I've definitely heard a number of Port 411 calls where people have just gotten warnings, where it has ended up that they have not been ticketed. Now, whether the cops were aware that they were being recorded in that case is another question. It's not video, obviously, but still, if you've got your phone in your hand and you're recoding the police, that they would still know they're presumably being recorded.
I think I guess what I meant to say was that it was apparent to the officer that I was probably a Free Stater, either from a camera in one case or making a 411 call at the time, and I think that I got the impression they knew what that was and that it discouraged them.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It seems to me that, and maybe it's only in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know, but it seems to me that you're going to probably incense an officer by just whipping out a camera in most cases.
I think in a lot of cases that is true. But again, I've said it before that in a sense we are getting better police officers in the Keene area, in my opinion, because we're challenging watching them, and they know they're being watched, and we're publicizing everything a lot. And I think it's resulting in better police officers here.
I would not disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. The more experiences we can get from people, certainly the more valuable the discussion will be. So more good news since we've got it. Here it is from Stop the Drug War. This one made the front page of the Drudge Report today. This is pretty big. Governor Schwarzenegger Thursday signed into law, this from stopthedrugwar.org, into law a bill that decriminalizes the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. This in advance of the
they're trying to forestall that. Because
they're trying to forestall it?
Sure. I mean, you know, what other reason would they have for doing that?
Well, I don't. Well, it's going to explain
they
here in a moment.
Don't want it to pass. Go ahead. It's just I'm predicting.
Why would? Well, okay. Wait a minute, Mark. That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
It's my understanding that in California this November there's going to be a ballot measure that will legalize marijuana.
From how much? What's the amount?
I don't have those details, okay. But that's a good question.
Do you think that the average citizen finds a difference between a U-Haul full of marijuana and a bag full of marijuana?
Yeah.
And I think that that's how they'll be campaigning. Look, if you're just talking about pot smokers, somebody with a usable amount, that's one thing. We're talking about the pot dealers. Dirty Mexican gangs. Picture
don't
in the
you G- think they want the money,
picture
though?
Of the, what?
Don't you think they want the money that would come from legalization?
They're going to lose.
The government people.
The ballot will be passed what they want to do is they want to continue their monopoly privilege on who gets to use it and who doesn't, and they're losing that. The government cares more about power than they do about money. They can get money from anywhere. They only get power by taking it away from the people.
Yeah, well, yeah. The federal government, you can make that claim that they care more about power than money because they can print it, but the California government's kind of tight on funds.
Well, we'll see what happens, but this is my prediction.
It's true, I think. I think that money is an issue in a place like California. They're constantly sort of lobbying the government, but they feel like in California they feel like they're not getting their fair share of federal government funds.
Sure.
Because their economy is a fairly big chunk of the United States economy. And just from the sheer population and the amount of money made there and everything. And they feel like they're not getting the fair share of federal funds and things like that. So they're constantly sort of trying to lobby for some of that extra free money that the federal government passes out.
So what the bill does...
It's theirs by right anyway.
That was signed yesterday was it reduces simple possession from a misdemeanor to an infraction. Currently, small-time pot possession is semi-decriminalized in California. There's no possible jail sentence and a maximum $100 fine. But because possession is a misdemeanor, people caught with pot are arrested, even if that means that they're just served a notice to appear and they must appear before a court. That has happened to more than 500,000 Californians in the last decade and more than 60,000 in the last year alone. Every one of them required a court appearance, complete with judge and prosecutor. That costs the cash-strapped state money that it desperately needs. Under the bill signed SB 1449, the pot possession will be treated like a traffic ticket. The fine will remain at $100, but there will be no arrest record. Schwarzenegger said he opposed decriminalization for personal use. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what he had to say here, but he signed it. 800-259-9231.
I smoke plenty of marijuana, but you shouldn't be able to.
He's been photoed, actually, with marijuana in his hands. It's Free Talk Live.
Videoed.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Pulse Foods, Seychell and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features there are completely free. So head on over there, enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com will get you there.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It's jurisdictionary.com. I got a ticket, I think it's been about 10 days or so now, and I am going to be using the jurisdictionary method, revealed on the course here. It's really not a method. It's just teaching you how to get evidence and, motion the court and things like that. But I didn't know how to do that stuff before I took jurisdictionary. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. The news is big news out of StopTheDrugWar.org from California, where the governor there, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has signed a bill that is actually going to decriminalize pot possession. So apparently, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, pot possession prior to this bill had been a $100 fine, but required an arrest and a court appearance, which was, as the story points out, really harming the state of California's budget.
Well, I mean, talk about clogging the system. I mean, for such a small penalty, you can take it all to court and have, potentially have it go to jury. I don't know if they do it the same
way
here.
Most people probably aren't doing that, but still, they have to show up in court, and they're clogging up.
And that's
just even the fact that they have to go there and deal with that is unnecessary, and so they passed this bill to make it so that it's still a $100 fine, but there will be no arrest record. In a signing statement, Schwarzenegger said he opposed decriminalization for personal use and threw in a gratuitous jab at Proposition 19, the Tax and Regulate Marijuana Legalization Initiative, but that the state couldn't afford the status quo. He said, quote, "I'm signing this measure because possession of less than an ounce of marijuana is an infraction in everything but name." And according to the story, the only difference is that because it is a misdemeanor, criminal defendant is entitled to a jury trial and a defense attorney. In this time of drastic budget cuts, prosecutors, defense attorneys, law enforcement, and the courts cannot afford to expend limited resources prosecuting a crime that carries the same punishment as a traffic ticket. I'm not as good as Wes Bertrand because he's actually lived out there, but...
I'm not sure the geography really has anything to do with an accent, but
yeah, you hear it more often.
I lived out there for 8 years.
You hear it more often. You want to give it your best shot there?
No.
No. All right. Governor Schwarzenegger deserves credit for preparing, or for sparing, rather, the state's taxpayers the cost of prosecuting minor pot offenders, said California Normal Director Dale Grierger. Californians increasingly recognize that the war on marijuana is a waste of law enforcement resources. The law goes into effect January 1st. Even if Proposition 19 passes in November, it leaves in place misdemeanor charges for smoking in public or the presence of minors. Those misdemeanors will become infractions under the new state law.
It's an infraction to smoke in the presence of a minor? Is that what they say?
It will be. It would have been a misdemeanor in the absence of this particular law.
I see.
You know, Arnold, along with like Ron Paul and some other things, Arnold was part of my path of becoming completely disillusioned with politics.
Why is that?
You have to look at my history of being a really active Republican for a while.
You ran for office.
I ran for office.
I
was on the ballot. I won the primary by default because no one else ran in my district.
Yeah, you won the primary.
But it was a very calculated move. It's like, look, we got to hurry and move on these districts. We need someone who lives in this district to run. Dale, will you run in your district? And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. And they're like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to run. I mean, you don't have to work hard
paper
at it or
candidate.
Anything. Just do it. Just fill out the paperwork and get on the ballot. And I'm like, sure, okay, I can do that. And then I started thinking, well, I should use this as like a platform to talk about stuff, even though I can't win. It was like a heavily, heavily gerrymandered district, heavily Democrat. Could not win, not by any far stretch of the imagination. So I ran and everything. And part of the stuff that happened as part of this is that Arnold Schwarzenegger had just gotten elected governor, and we were all thrilled about this. Because you have to understand, when he won, he had this image as being this, Republican Liberty Caucus type of Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of the socially liberal, fiscally conservative Republican, which is about as close to libertarian leaning as you're going to get, you know, for a governor of California, it seemed like at the time. And then, of course, it corrupted him. Politics corrupted him and everything. But we got invited up to go to classes and everything in Sacramento.
Like candidate classes?
Mm-hmm. And, no, we had to get there and all that stuff, but other than that, they fed us and they gave us classes for free and all this stuff to prepare us for people who had won their primaries, the Republican primaries. So the Republican Party was priming us as best they could, you know. And we got to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. We were in this little room. Yeah, it was really exciting at the time.
It's exciting.
It was. And I'm embarrassed now how excited I was.
Well,
he
is an international film superstar.
The time that we saw Joe Biden give that hilarious speech at the talk radio seminar, I've always felt a little...
Hilarious?
Well, he stood in front of the whole room while no one clapped with his arms up at the end.
Right.
It was
so
hilarious.
It his fault that it was hilarious.
it just amused me. And then what, he shook hands with people on the way out the door or whatever. And I've always had a, you know, kind of a warm feeling about the guy since then. I'd never vote for him for anything.
It's funny, I had the exact opposite reaction. Because here comes Arnold Schwarzenegger into this fairly small conference room in the State House. And I can't remember if it was like the Capitol building or whatever, but one of those important buildings in Sacramento. And Arnold Schwarzenegger comes in there, and he gives us this great pep talk. And then we go up one by one. We line up one by one, and we stand in front of the flags, the American flag and the Sacramento, or not Sacramento, but the California flag with the bear on it. And we shake his hand, and we smile for the camera, and we get our picture taken. Mm. But we had already been told we are not going to get those pictures unless he endorses us. And he's not going to endorse us unless we had a chance to win. So I will never get that picture. They are hoarding that picture. And it's, you know, it's just that it was like, wait a minute.
Slimy. That's slimy.
You know, and you got to understand, I was an Arnold Schwarzenegger Republican. You know, again, at the time, he had this reputation of being this, like, liberty.
Yeah.
Very libertarian style sort of Republican. And so I was like right up his alley in terms of all my views and my stances and everything.
And he slapped you in the face.
And I could not get an endorsement from him because it was the political game.
Did that sting?
It didn't sting. I wouldn't say it stung. It was just reality smacking me in the face. This is what politics is about. And it was just like, I was, you know, and I've always been something of an idealist. I was criticized in Log Cabin Republicans for being too idealistic,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, because, you know, because I had principles and I stood up for them no matter what. And, and I would get,
that just won't do.
Yeah. Not acceptable in politics.
Principles are not allowed in the major parties.
So I just want to say Arnold Schwarzenegger, you contributed significantly to me being an anarchist, hating politics and having absolutely no faith in the political process for achieving any kind of positive change. So.
So thank you, Arnold.
Thank you, Arnold.
Awesome. Oh, you could share your stories if you've been maybe in a similar situation where it was revealed to you just exactly how slimy the system was with these politicians actually are. Because that's just a scummy
thing. Well, you know
man.
What it
you
was?
You take a picture with somebody, you don't let
their
them have
excuse
it.
For it was that he was going to have to work and wheel and deal with whoever actually did win. Those are going to be the people he was trying to pass laws with and make deals with and everything. And he wasn't gonna spend his political political capital on people that weren't going to win. It was like you endorsed their opponents. So he just sort of didn't endorse their opponents, which is. It doesn't mean anything because it's not like he obviously is not like he was a Republican and he was obviously. You know, if he endorsed a Republican, it's not like, I don't know, it's almost
well,
like...
It does mean something because if you don't win, that means you could run next the next term. And if you run the next term, some Republican could run against you. And so he's then endorsed the Republican who didn't, who's going to lose or he doesn't like
or
whatever.
No, not really, Mark. Because the reason I couldn't win was because I was in a district where any Republican couldn't win.
You know,
Republican Jesus could not have won in that district.
All right, more coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the proceeds. Whatever it is you are buying, it's dozens of categories. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, sell all kinds of stuff. You'll likely find what you're looking for there. You can even, in many cases, pick it up used, or if you're getting brand new, you'll likely get free Super Saver shipping. So it's great deals and Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
So before I came to the show this evening, I usually leave the house about 6 p.m. My wife was making a little something for us to eat, and I was sitting on the couch, and my son Jack brought up his Monkey See, Monkey Do baby reading kit flashcards. He likes to go with him, go through them with my wife, and I think this is the first time I've done it with him by myself, and he loves to go through these things. It's just flashcards that show that he's been taught by this the baby reading kit, the video, how to read, and he can read all of his colors and all of his shapes, and I mean shapes like octagon and colors like indigo. He's now learning how to read his numbers, so he could read one, but that was really the only one of the 10 that he could read. My wife made cards for him. It's baby reading. If you want your 2.5-year-old to be able to do this, babyreadingkit.com. It's for kids, you know, between the ages of as low as 3 months and probably as old as 4 years old. It can teach them how to read. Babyreadingkit.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Chuck, listening in California. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
How do you do, Dale and Mark? You guys a few months ago, and I talked about the single-plane left-right political spectrum, and you guys kind of, poo-pooed the whole idea.
The what?
And you kind of, discredited the concept of
it. We discredited a lot of things. What was it that we discredited? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
The left-right political spectrum.
Okay. You think it's a good idea to describe left and right?
I think it's, not only is it historical, it is a most valuable tool in our quiver.
Okay.
Where would a libertarian be on your left-right political spectrum?
It would be on the right.
So if I want to,
I don't appreciate that.
No. Right. I don't think that that's necessarily true. But it may be the anarchists sat on the left in the French parliament.
Yeah, left and, the terms left and right originally meant left meant anti-government and right.
There is no direct line from the seating arrangement of 1789.
Yeah.
To the left-right political spectrum.
Okay. I'm trying to figure this out, and to me, libertarian doesn't necessarily mean right. I think that the United States should disband its military and get out of the 700 plus military bases and 131 military bases around the world.
That is a right wing action.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think that plenty of the people that would call themselves right wingers.
I call myself young and handsome. That doesn't make me young and handsome.
Well, you can call yourself right wing, and it doesn't make you right wing either.
History
but go ahead.
Says it does.
All right. Well, make your point.
And what I was going to ask you to do tonight, I was going to ask you if I could send you a little 4-page bit of research that I've put together, and give you a chance to read it, and call you back some other time and discuss some of the things that I've. That I put in this 4 pages.
You can send whatever you'd like.
Will you read it?
Yes, I will read it.
Okay.
So I'll let Mark summarize it for me.
Do you want to email it to him? It's mark@freetalklive.com.
mark@freetalklive.com, yeah.
Yeah. What is the gist of what you're sending?
Well, just as an example, Murray Rothbard said in a couple of articles that he wrote, that because of the way the left-right political spectrum got its modern start in the 30s and the 40s, he called himself an extreme rightist.
Okay.
Now, I know that over the years he changed his mind, but, you know, I went to a museum in St. Louis a long time ago, and I saw this suit of armor that looked like it was about 5'4", and the tour guide said, well, yeah, they were much shorter back in that time. But, you know, left hasn't moved to right, not one simple degree.
Okay, left is still left and right is still right.
This seems like an awfully silly argument over semantics. I mean, doesn't it? But the truth of the matter is, everyone has different interpretations of what left and right means, and it's changed over the years, and
why not
like that,
leave it behind?
You know?
I agree with you, Dale. Why not just leave the whole concept behind and separate yourself from it?
I've never been inclined to describe myself either way.
Such a valuable tool.
How is it valuable if people interpret it differently?
If I tell someone I'm an extreme rightist, they're going to come up with all kinds of notions that are incorrect about me.
If we could clear up the confusion and claim the right wing as meaning
an advocate. This is the same the point that the people that want to save the term anarchist are all, well, if we could just clear up what people think about the word anarchy, then, it'd be no problem getting out there and telling people we're anarchists.
We don't have to clear it up. Anarchy has a meaning. You can go to the dictionary, and anarchy has a description.
It has a definition, but it also has a meaning to each individual that hears it, and that meaning may not be what the actual definition of the word is. And what you're saying is the same thing about the right wing. You're saying that you believe that it has a certain definition, and we're telling you that I don't know what the definition of right wing is. I don't think there is any.
Who are we catering to here? The ignorant? We have to cast our pearls before swine?
Yes, you do.
Who doesn't know the meaning of anarchy?
The political process is such that the swine have votes, and you must cast your pearls in front of them if you wish to get their votes.
Well,
I would like to also point out that the libertarian movement, the liberty movement, is full of people who would have considered themselves on the left end of the paradigm. And how would you convert them by saying, I'm a righty? That doesn't speak to their soul.
A lot of people came to it from the left,
We're trying to convince people that we should get rid of the Federal Reserve System. Why don't we just say, hey, since everybody kind of likes the Federal Reserve System and accepts it, well, why don't we just accept it and leave it alone?
That's not even close to the same point.
It's not the same thing.
But if you're trying to persuade someone, and right off the bat they see you as this extremist who has no views in line with theirs because you've described yourself as an extreme right wing, they're going to come up with all kinds of things that you're pro-war. Whether it's true, they're going to come up with notions that you're pro-war, that you're for big corporations and big business and doing favors for big business and... When you're pro-police and all kinds of crap.
I clarify what I mean by right wing because I do know there's a lot of confusion.
Well, good.
If you give an opportunity,
that's the difference between your situation and ours. Is when you tell someone you're right wing, likely you're standing in front of them. When I tell someone I'm right wing,
I am
on the radio with 500,000 people listening, and they're going to decide whatever they decide because I can't figure out what they're going to be thinking. You can at least look in their eye and try to figure out what they're thinking.
I do a newsletter every week that goes out to 700 people in Orange County. It's a liberty-oriented newsletter, and I'm not speaking to them in front of their eye. What I say, when I say right-wing, I throw in a little disclaimer that says an advocate of less government.
Well, whoopee-doo. That's what the right-wing people have been saying the whole time, that they advocate bigger government, and they advocate
the military. No, they say smaller government. They use the rhetoric of smaller government all the time, but then look what they actually do, and that's the problem.
So you're aligning with
the rhetoric.
And so if you told me that, I wouldn't be inclined to take that at face value, because I've heard lots of big government Republicans say that.
Chuck, you don't sound any different than any other Republican when you say that.
Well, that's because you're hearing it through the filter of your ears.
I'm hearing it through the filter.
But everybody filters through their ears.
Look, I know, but
once you know the history of the right wing.
I don't have time for a history lesson if I'm having a conversation with you, Chuck. If I'm having a conversation with you in an elevator and you give me a 30-second elevator speech, you're not going to be able to fit it
all in.
And it
starts off the right wing, you just slam the door shut.
Yeah, I've heard enough.
Chuck, what do you call your newsletter?
It's the Liberty Views Letter.
Okay.
That's cute, Chuck. Thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you. What were you going to say, Dale?
I guess you're not Chuck Muth.
He's gone now.
Okay.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It seems so futile. And as somebody who came to, now the three of us in this room here tonight did come to the liberty ideals from the so-called right wing. I mean, all of us at one time considered ourselves Republicans. I'm embarrassed about that now. I don't want to be associated with that terminology. I know what the connotations of right wing are. And right wing means warmongering. It means hatred toward people who are different.
It means saying low taxes and smaller government and acting
in the opposite. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I would never associate myself with the right wing. That's why I'm always incensed when people suggest that the liberty movement is somehow a right wing movement. It's not at all. Please keep us away from any of those wings. I don't want to be either of them.
About my Republican participation in the past. I am.
More coming up here. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.